What's crazy is it's a Sunday. NBA free agency started Friday. And only thing I can think of is Dylan Brooks got to have the best agent I've ever seen in my fucking life.
Nah, for real.
Well, 4 years 80 me?
Yeah, like
from China to Houston in a summer.
Nigga said he was going to be on the Shanghai Twins. Like, and I believed it. Because he's terrible.
Not only that, like, who are they betting? Like, who are they betting against?
What's crazy is,
yeah, like,
BR Benton said before the trade, Houston Rockets was plus
3,500
to win the championship. And after the trade, and y'all just gave the nigga 80 million, they're still plus
3,500.
No needle. Yeah,
like, I don't understand this move.
Yeah, like they just, what they trying to do is just put veterans around them young niggas, basically. Like,
and Dylan Brooks the best you came up with.
Yeah, right.
They got Fred Van Vliet too. Jeff Green.
They got you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do it like Van Vliet.
They gave him maximum 130 million.
Bro, like, niggas is out here getting buku bread.
Shit, Rich Paul got his niggas, it was like $660 million the first day. Like some ridiculous amount of money.
You seen LeBron, so you got to put some respect on Rich Paul's fucking name.
What's crazy, my lady had an urge to tell me Adele more famous than Rich Paul. I'm like, no, don't do that. I don't know.
She might be richer.
She is, I didn't get that either, but but I guess it kind of makes sense. Bro, she got like residencies and shit like
that. Yeah, them pop stars make fucking...
I didn't
think
of, so. Like, it's crazy how the discrepancy between pop stars and rap stars.
Like, we're still the minority, even with rap.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. So, like, we only see the demographic that go out to our rappers and our cultures, like artists. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, like the other day, I seen a snippet of a show from Pink,
the singer.
Yeah. And the fucking arena was loaded. And I'm like, I'm like, who the fuck? Yeah, somebody released Rap Ashes in a Ziploc bag on the stage. Like, but the arena was packed. And I'm like, who the fuck is going to a Pink concert?
I don't remember none of her songs. She made a song with Eve, I think.
Like, no, honestly, that was
what's her name?
From No Doubt, Gwen Stefani.
Yeah, honestly, like, even
she was on Lady Marmalade,
even Old Town Road, nigga, Lil Nas X, like he was just on stage in some booty shorts and his show was packed. I'm like, who going?
Was it
Prime? It probably was
Yeah, because Prime just ended.
Right? Yeah, like yesterday.
Yeah. But now, like, Pink was hot when we was growing
for
up.
For a little while, though.
In, like, the early 2000s.
Not packed stadium.
Hot, yeah, though. She wasn't, like, yeah. Was she, though?
Yeah, she
I don't
was.
Remember. I'm talking about back in the day. No. Was she? I don't remember her being big time like
no.
that.
No, that's why I just asked you.
It was like Britney.
Christina.
Justin Timberlake.
The three most famous white women I've
No, but for real, I'm like, I really, Pink had a sold out stadium.
Yeah,
that's nasty.
I was like, this is crazy. But
rappers settle for chains and cars.
So that goes to circle back. That's why Adele got more money than Rich Paul.
Yeah, cause he represent half the NBA.
Yeah. Just about. Yeah.
I also think niggas don't report a lot of their money.
Can't. Too much taxes.
And they got especially
living in California, you got to deal with their state taxes like one of the highest.
They're everything. Their labor laws are just fucking different.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to go. Like, so here's my thing with Houston. If I'm in the NBA, I want to go to Houston.
Ain't no state tax there.
I want to go to Houston, San Antonio, Dallas. Or I want to go to Miami, or I want to go to Orlando. State taxes. That's it.
That's it.
I think Ohio kind of like, it's like one of the lowest, too. But I don't want to go play in Cleveland.
Charge taxes. Have you seen Ohio as a state?
Who do you think nastier, Ohio or Minnesota?
Detroit.
Baltimore.
Not even Michigan. Detroit.
Detroit. Baltimore.
Maryland nasty too, yeah. But it ain't. Is it top 10 nasty though?
Baltimore or Maryland?
Maryland.
No, it ain't.
I know. I mean, Baltimore is kind of nasty. I get it. I've seen the wire.
What's the nastiest state?
Montana gotta be.
I was gonna say Mississippi.
Mississippi is pretty nasty. I can't think of a city in Mississippi that could be nice looking.
Biloxi.
Chuckalisa.
Even Chuckalisa was dirty as fuck. You can't tell me Chuckalisa won't nasty.
Chuckalisa.
Everything looked nasty in Chuckalisa. Girl, you make it. Shake them up, shake them. Hey, let's be real. Falling a banger. Like, Lil Murder. They should have played that round the clock during Pride Month. Like
I'm in over love.
Yeah. But now, Mississippi. Yeah, Mississippi got to be the nastiest state.
It's the nastiest one I've been to.
I've never been, but it just seemed that.
I think Michigan, too. Like, and it ain't their fault.
Detroit probably got nice parts, though.
I'm sure. I'm just saying, like, it ain't their
that's
fault.
That's a different
thing.
He said Michigan the whole
Yeah, day, like, man. Michigan got some shit with them.
Cook Flint.
Yeah, you know I'm saying? They got Draymond, some shit with them, man.
Draymond, yeah. Magic Johnson, come on.
See? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Michigan.
Look, y'all wildin'. He right. Y'all wildin'. I'm just saying, though, Michigan by, like, on accident. Like, it's... I'm sorry. North Carolina is...
It's kind of nasty, too, yeah.
Well...
It's climbing though.
We gotta be like top 12 states in the United States.
As top 12 nastiest or top 12 best?
No, best.
No, it is.
Yeah, because like it's come a long way.
Like North Carolina, top 10 states to live.
It's because it's cheap.
And it's becoming liberal. Like you gotta think
they got a long way to go.
The pockets are growing, right?
Yeah.
Raleigh, Durham, Cary. Like you got the up north folks coming down. Morrisville, that RTP area, like most foreigners, the Indians that are working in RTP, they gonna be liberal, like just call it for what it is. Then you got Charlotte that's blooming, you got Greensboro that's growing,
nastiest city in the state.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, it's between that and Fayetteville,
right?
Fayetteville nasty.
Fayetteville trying though.
Rocky Mount too.
Nah,
that's not a city.
Rocky Mount is a city.
Is it a city? Yes,
Rocky
it Mount is. A city. That's a town. You sure?
Nah, Rocky Mount is a city. Run the Rapids is a city, nigga.
Let's say Rocky Mount came to a meeting. You'll hear that little white lady. You need to leave. Like, run the Rapids is a city?
Yeah.
That's
all
that's
the little towns up there. Weldon. Yeah.
No, that Weldon is a city.
Yeah,
ain't no fucking way.
Yeah, it is.
Weldon did be like.
Weldon is a city. They got Skoko Park, nigga.
What?
Skoko.
That's a trailer park.
It's a park.
That shit got. Do it got a speed bump in it?
Skoko do got a speed bump.
What's that?
Yeah, children at play, nigga. Yeah, they got a speed bump.
Somebody got hit. That's all that happened. Somebody got hit before. Somebody 3-year-old got ran over.
But I don't know how we got there from the NBA.
But niggas getting paid, though.
Yeah, because.
Niggas getting paid. I don't know. The Lakers are kind of, I don't know what
they made
got
some,
going on.
They made some decent moves.
They also signing a little bit of everybody.
Yeah.
They doing low-risk moves to
like
see
MJ
what they
got signed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm going to play for my $40 now.
Shit. Yeah. Like a Gabe Vincent got 33. He got like 11.
Austin Reeves got, what, 50?
54, which
is, I think. I honestly think that's nasty. But, yeah.
I don't think he should have signed back.
What do you mean, like?
I think it's a lot of money to give to a nigga with like half a season for a good play.
Wait, bro, you got to invest in your future.
He's going to have that Robinson.
Austin Reeves is good. Like, he's
going to have that Duncan
Robinson. He's still developing. Yeah.
You remember when Duncan Robinson was good in the bubble? And they gave that nigga $90 million. He just played this past playoff series. Like, that was the first time he played in, like, 2 years. After he got paid.
They benched him.
Now, he been, like, they've been trying to throw him in every trade possible for the last couple of years.
When Duncan Robinson hot, he hot too, though.
Yeah,
but that's the thing. He couldn't shoot after he got that money. It was, like, some weird shit. Like, he couldn't hit a shot to save his fucking life. And I feel like that. Hopefully it doesn't happen, but I feel like this is the same thing.
Their games are different. So I don't. It's less probable.
It is because
their games are different.
Like Austin Reeves can kind of dribble.
Yeah,
Austin Robinson can't do anything.
No.
Austin Reeves can create a play for himself or create a play for you.
I don't know if he can dribble between his legs, man.
Way better than he's better than
Duncan Robinson. Shoot.
Yeah,
he's better than Duncan Robinson.
He couldn't shoot all year though. That's the crazy. If you look at the numbers, he couldn't shoot during the season. He started shooting during the playoffs.
I mean, shoot when it counts.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Niggas pay for something that happened, and then when the shit don't matter, it's gonna look nasty, and then you're gonna have to bench him.
I believe now
he's a waste of money. So
I believe it.
You think he better than D'Angelo Russell?
I think he should
in real life.
Start yes.
You say in real life.
In real life, yeah. I mean. So you telling me if you put the 101,
yeah,
he gonna beat D'Angelo yes. Russell? I don't think so.
No. Yes,
D'Angelo Russell was the number two pick for a reason.
I can't tell.
And then he Snapchatted Nick Young cheating on his bitch, and then he lost it all, basically.
Right now, I'm taking Austin Reeves in 101 over D-Lo. I'm sorry.
I don't know what's nasty is that.
Austin Reeves, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Lakers in 5.
Like, that's nasty. But
who else got paid?
I don't know, but like.
What Kyrie trying to
Cam
do?
Cam Johnson got
Kyrie
paid.
Got paid.
Yeah, he went back, right?
Yeah, 3 years, $126 million.
Cam Johnson got $108 million.
Yeah, you had to pay that.
Yeah.
Same thing with Kuz. You had to pay that, even though Kuz ain't.
D Rose to the Grizzlies.
They said Guns and Roses.
Guns and Roses.
Honestly, like honest question.
No.
Why is D Rose like forcing it? He's gonna be crippled by time. By time it's over with.
So I think he can still play basketball.
How old is he? 36?
No.
He's not that old.
He's younger than you.
Nah.
No, he's older than you. He's 32 or 33.
He just seem old. He's like 34.
Like he's beat up. Like he's battered, man. Like
when you play wild like that, that happens. Like Ja gonna be in the same boat. Watch. If he don't take himself out, it's gonna be these.
Like I like D Rose, I really do, but he should have got like the veterans maximum.
You mean minimum?
Minimum.
Whatever. He did get the veterans minimum.
34. He 34.
He got the veterans minimum.
Like, I'm talking about the 1 mil.
No, like veterans, like once you're in the league a certain amount of time, the minimum you can get is like $2.7 million.
Yeah, that like, he should have got that.
That's what he got, right?
And took a pay cut at first, huh?
I think that's what he got.
Nah. He got a little more than that.
No, he didn't get that much money.
I know somebody that didn't get any money. Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, he got.
Yeah, he said he got $8.
He works for me now. He make WNBA money.
I think
we're not going to do that today.
Yeah, all please.
Right, I'm not going to do that. They playoff someone right now. And I
like, really?
It is.
Yeah, you know, I've been watching SportsCenter in the morning.
Never seen
in the mornings on Wednesday. Robin Stewart been going on. Like, I think she just signed a free agent contract with, like, New York or something. She been going crazy. But anyway.
Who gonna get on Undisputed with Skip?
Us.
Lil Wayne.
Probably. I think they said the leading candidate was either, like, Nick. What's his name? Nick something. Nick.
Not Nick Wright.
Nick Wright and, what's Cuz's name? They used to play for the Eagles and the Bills.
LeSean McCoy.
Yep.
Shady.
Big Shady.
Skip like Bayless is.
He don't like Shady.
He looks like an elderly white woman now.
Who's
Skip Bayless?
He look like Ellen DeGeneres.
He is.
He what?
He in shape.
Yeah, but he look like Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah, he did. Ric Flair. After a chair shot. After a chair shot.
Now, have you seen Ric?
Ric look awful. Now, he alive.
Oh. Okay.
He alive.
Jesus Christ.
He alive. But yeah.
I called something what did I say last week? Somebody
firing the people at ESPN.
Yeah, you fired Jeff Van Gundy.
Yeah, thank God.
Him, Jalen, Malika Andrews kept her job.
Jalen can go undisputed.
He could, but they got real beef.
Yeah, they got real beef.
Cause he called that nigga water pistol beef. Yeah, he averaged 1.4.
He said, "You get up and talking all this shit about people. You average 2 points a game your junior year playing JV."
Yeah. I went and found your stat, Ryan.
You, yeah,
yeah, well, that's good. Real beef. That's good.
Yeah,
Nobody likes Skip Frill. Like, Charles hate that nigga.
That's said, need to go up there.
Oh my God.
That would be the most ignorant show.
I don't think Fox don't want to do that. Yeah, because they don't want to pay that. For one, they got to pay that.
Man. Yeah, Charles Barkley make bread.
Yeah, so.
Them niggas ain't leaving.
No.
Yeah, cause they just re-upped with him like 2 years ago. That, yeah, so.
They good.
Yeah.
they're a staple now. Like, I wish they could do all the games. Like, they don't need a break.
they need to have games on TNT every day.
Like, as much money as y'all are getting paid.
Yeah.
Fuck all that.
But hey, if you think about it, them days they do work, they work a long time.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they started like 6 or 7.
They up to 2, 3.
They up to 2 or 3.
So, like, what TNT do 2 nights a week, right?
Every other night.
They do Tuesday and Thursday, I believe.
Boys get the weekend off.
Yeah, because Wednesday is ESPN. I think like the weekend is like ESPN
and ABC.
Yeah. And I think Disney's the reason everything fucking up. They trying to be household. Like, you know, ESPN want to be politically correct. They can't say nothing nice. I mean, they can't say anything.
Paul Pierce.
He wrong. I don't think he did nothing wrong either.
He enjoyed his life.
Have y'all seen him like explain himself? He said, "Man, we were having a space game. We was getting all smoking my weed, drinking, and had some hoes up." Like, that's exactly what he said. He said, "I didn't think I did anything wrong."
Like, he making money off that streaming shit now, yeah. So he good. Like, he be streaming.
I think he also be on KG shit. Yeah, you know, they on like Showtime.
All them do that. Podcast thing, man. Like, every former player has a podcast, man.
Like, niggas is doing more streaming than podcasts now, yeah. Honestly.
Yeah.
I can't get into it.
Right, and,
I can't.
Cause all the smoke getting that money.
Yeah, I watch them.
Yeah, they good.
More than the athlete.
I don't like them. I like Pivot.
Pivot, that's the boys that left.
Right, yeah, that's Shannon like and Fred Taylor and Brian Clark.
I like Club Shay Shay, he's doing right.
Did he still do it though?
I think not, because that's Fox.
Oh yeah,
Fox, it was a Fox production, so I think that might be done.
Do not watch LeBron. Sorry,
the barbershop.
Uninterrupted. It just seems so fake.
You talking about the shit in the barbershop, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. Have you ever watched it?
Yeah, I have.
It's kind of forced. It is, and
it's more of a production.
Yeah,
is what it is.
And it's real. I don't believe him. Like when he say some shit,
like how he be talking about the books he read.
Yeah,
page 1.
Yeah, he was like, one nigga was like, yeah, he's, I forgot what the little soccer nigga said. He said, yep, it's one of my favorite books.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, shit.
mine too. Yeah, one of my favorite.
Yeah, I just said that. Like, yeah, of course, Maverick gonna agree with you. You been his money train the whole time. I don't know, like. Fuck them athletes. Anyway, Zion keep on.
You think she got a tape?
Oh yeah, for sure.
She knew the day was coming.
Yeah, she had.
Do you think this is for just a?
They do anything for clout?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's more than clout. This.
You think she hurt for real?
She looking for the payday.
Yeah, I agree.
It's just the payday, or. From a genetic standpoint. No, but I, in all seriousness.
What do you mean from a genetic standpoint?
Huh, whatever. Huh, you know the fuck I mean, bitch.
You think bro dropped that hammer on, man? She,
like,
but she done had so many hammers, though. You really think, like, this the one hammer
that
he really
a rich hammer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the rest of them work at Arby's.
And do $5 a month OnlyFans.
Yeah, he a rich hammer. But I do think it's a money ploy. Like, at
I
some
thought
point,
that from the beginning.
Bro, 20 bands, she's not looking for 20 bands to be quiet. That's not what she's looking for.
She was getting 20 bands a month, right?
Yeah, he was paying her.
She's looking for.
You're going to have to go up there. She's looking for him.
Bonus.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She's looking for him.
Cause my thing was this whole thing of her not shutting the fuck up for like 2 weeks
when they blocked her on Twitter. This
they did,
account.
Yeah. Thank God, I didn't. Now I get it. But I think so. From the beginning, when this whole shit popped off, I thought it was a money ploy to get niggas to go to her OnlyFans to go. Cause what niggas was doing?
OnlyFans to me is just niggas being nosy.
Yeah.
Niggas, especially if they see a bitch they know, they want to see what she been doing. Mm-hmm. So basically, I felt like once she came out, I was like, yeah, I've been fucking Zion for this. We've been making videos. They were like, oh, let's go see. We can see Zion dick on the internet. So now her OnlyFans subscription was going up. Mm-hmm. You can't tell me she won't make a lot of money off that like that first week. You know what I mean? Just off the subscription. Now,
I didn't like her shape, so I wasn't interested.
I know, me neither. I'm just saying in retrospect, that's what I thought the whole shit was about. She was getting those streams up. Niggas was going to look at her shit. I don't know what her OnlyFans was. She might have a paywall, so then she had videos of this and niggas even making money off that. So she was probably getting bread off this. Then she made the tweet like, oh yeah, I let you make videos of me, da 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 da. So now Vivid come out of it. Did Vivid still in this?
Yeah, I don't know.
Kadosu used to buy everybody sex tapes back in like 2004.
Yeah, because they own Ray J's.
They do own Ray J's, right? They bought Ray J's. They bought Paris Hilton's. They bought Pam Anderson's. Vivid was getting it back. And that's what she was waiting on. She was like, somebody's going to buy this. And boom, now look. You're right. $1 million. If Zion's smart, he'll give her 1.1 and tell her shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Have her sign some paperwork and go.
I'm surprised he ain't done it yet.
Go away.
Who is his? It can't be Rich Paul.
Yeah.
It ain't Rich Paul. It's probably some nigga from South Carolina. It's probably John agent. They probably both got the same fucking agent. Two stupid ass niggas from South Carolina. That's a top 10 nasty state too. While you think about it? You've been to mm-hmm. South Carolina.
Yeah.
Charleston nasty for real.
Smell bad.
Yeah. Charleston real nasty, and it's supposed to be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Columbia nasty.
Myrtle Beach.
Florence.
It's super nasty. Myrtle Beach real nasty.
Not North Myrtle. North Myrtle kinda collected a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah.
But some shit blow up there. Some shit blow from the south now. Like it's nasty now. So
Mississippi and South Carolina are probably on the same tier.
They top five. You can't name me five worse states than that.
West Virginia, like we.
It's nasty. Yeah. Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Like
we're rounding out the top five nasty states: West Virginia, South Carolina, Mississippi,
Michigan.
Something tell me Minnesota ain't cute. Something just tell me Minnesota ain't cute.
I think Minnesota be all
right. They got the Mall of America, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All the Midwest.
Ohio ain't nothing cute in Ohio.
Not Cleveland either.
Yeah, that's it. There we go. Top five right there. Ohio got to be nasty looking.
I hate to say it. New York got to be.
Yeah,
New York nasty. They got some nice shit.
It's like they nasty more than most states per capita. You know what I'm saying? Like just the five boroughs alone in the state is just like they nasty enough for the rest of the state.
Mm. Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Like
Albany probably nice.
Yeah, Albany decent. I like Albany.
Upstate all.
I mean, once you get to like White Plains for real, like you know the Westchester area. Like
Buffalo probably
should get nice.
I feel like Buffalo kind of nasty.
No,
too.
Buffalo is rough. That's what niggas don't. That's what niggas fail to understand. Like Syracuse, they get it in. Like for real, them niggas get it in Buffalo. They get it in Syracuse. Like them states, they just out the way. Like
you don't listen to Griselda music, they make it seem nasty.
Like nobody's going to visit there, so the media don't need to fucking talk about it.
Yeah,
we're gonna talk about the places you're going.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, well, you ever heard anybody say, nah, I'm shit, going to Syracuse for a week.
Yeah, why?
Going to Buffalo for a week. My sister went to Buffalo State for 4 fucking years, and I ain't even go to her graduation. Not going to that dirty fucking city.
Yeah.
Not going. I cash after $60 and said, put this towards dinner. Like, I'm not. Congrats.
Yeah.
I'm coming.
Yeah, she looked dirty.
I felt bad. I felt bad for not going. Sorry.
Nah, but that's probably a drive too, especially from here.
Nah, I would have flew. I mean, yeah. That's easily a 13-hour drive.
Yeah, nah, so you gotta think. Probably 15. It's 8 hours from the... It was 8 hours, I think, from the city. And it's 8 hours from the city to hell.
Yeah. Sorry.
I'm not driving.
Yeah. You been in New York? Yeah, you just go to like dusty ass states.
New Jersey,
and dusty ass countries.
Yeah.
Belize.
Did you go to Belize?
Yeah, Belize is dusty.
Yeah, they look like you.
They do. Yeah.
It's like real dusty. Man, like, ain't got no beautiful shit.
Like the port where I was at,
Belize ain't necessarily a tourist attraction.
Look like
you go there just to say you've been there.
Look like Norfolk.
Like white people go there and make themselves feel
that
good.
That nigga that played football, what's his name? We friends on Facebook.
Nigga, down to 100.
Cam Gomez. Tall nigga, big nigga.
I don't know that.
I think he played like DN or some shit.
I didn't know that.
Either way, people in Belize even sound like they from fucking Jamaica.
Really?
Like the broken English over there is very similar.
Yeah, Belize was not.
How many countries you been to?
Four. Hmm.
And but Belize is bottom.
Belize was definitely the worst.
You been to Mexico? Mm-hmm. Mexico got some nasty shit going on.
At least they got tourist attractions.
Yeah.
Cozumel is very nice.
Yeah, because you know Mexico, like bitches going over to Mexico now to try to get discount surgery and dying.
But the coast of Mexico on both sides got. It's the tourist attraction, like right. You said. It's just like
if you go deep,
and yeah,
yeah.
It's where you get a little dicey. Not a
cartel fucking with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but they like a woman. I saw one story. One lady, she like died from like an infection. She went to go like get like a BBL. Cause BBL is when they move the shit, right? They move your fat to your ass, right?
Yeah, bro. I thought that was a Brazilian jiu-jitsu. But, I don't know what that shit is, man. Yeah, like so fat transfer and all that shit.
Yeah, she like went over there and got and fucked her life up. Like she left. She like bitches is
stupid.
Yeah, that and they do anything. They very insecure. Like, and not to disrespect women, but like
we cause it.
Yeah, we do. It's our fault. Yeah.
We cause it because we the one that we glorify the thick hoes on Instagram. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta love thick bitches though, man.
Yeah, so now they want to feel that same amount of adoration and attention. So now they gonna do it and die. Like it's, or they do it the cheap way,
right?
Like what you got? What y'all women got to understand is these Instagram bitches got it out the fucking mud.
They got it out the dare.
You know what I'm saying? They was like for real. They was selling pussy and all and some more shit.
Yeah.
Like to get there. They paid the ultimate fucking price.
they walk so you can fly.
You know what I'm saying? Like y'all bitches think you can work at fucking Dollar General and sneak off, you know, save two paychecks and go get the shit done for $800 fucking dollars. Mm-hmm. That's not how this shit fucking work.
800 pesos.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like
selling your food. Stuff.
That's not how this work.
You gotta suck a lot of dick to get to where they are. Yeah.
Listen, out the fucking adopting, the trenches.
Adopting kids you don't want for a little extra paycheck.
I'm sorry, but you know, one may call it immoral what these women do and subject themselves to achieve, you know, these bodies that they post on the internet. From another perspective, you have to give these bitches credit. You know what I'm saying? Talk about, like, just the principle. Like, if we could take these bitches, like, idea of grinding it out for success and making fucking sacrifices. If success we can extract the principle from the actual, you know, execution of whatever they did, America would be a better fucking place.
Capitalism.
If we could grind it out, you know, you sacrifice whatever people think about you.
Yeah.
Like I don't give a fuck what you think about me. I don't like.
I'm gonna go get
call me. Yeah. Call me what you want.
Because, like, people don't even want to work at, like, McDonald's and stuff no more because they don't want to be looked at differently.
I want to work wee hours of the night. Give me the graveyard shift.
Mm-hmm. And they get paid the most.
That's what these women are doing.
Mm-hmm. They gonna take
10 outbound calls, 24/7 service. Like, this this is what they're doing.
They gonna take 10 days
off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
10 days.
Now, granted, a few of them hit you with the no AA. You know, or if you are AA, you gotta be 45 and up. Like, it's, yeah.
But you know, it's crazy. But anyway,
you know what I'm saying?
I don't wanna get too but deep I'm into just, it.
Look, no, I'm just saying.
Well, I get what you're saying, because, like, but see, the thing is, they can do it. And what's crazy is they can do it and not get judged, because they can do it in other cities. And they got it out the mud, like you said, in another city, went and got what they wanted, and then boom, they fine. But what's even more funny is they get these bodies done, and then say, you know what, I'm going to do workout tapes. That's the funny part. Like, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because, you know, they got to work out to keep it. Like, you know. But, yeah, but you're doing these workouts, and you got two little holes in the back of your arm where cousins suck the fat out your shit and put it in your asshole.
Like, I recommend a long sleeve on the arm. Like, it's,
how you cool. Think the nurse is gonna feel when they clean them up later on in life?
Cross that bridge when we get there. Like, I'm a man that's about the now. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
they gonna have to take their elbow and spread their shit. Yeah.
I'm focused on the now. 5 years from now, we'll see what happens. Yeah. Like, we'll, you know what I'm saying? But anyways, how the fuck did we get there?
Don't we talk about Mariah Mills, because she built like sense. A she built not like yet. A like she a queen like aunt. Yeah. 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 That shit nasty to me. Like, nothing about her is top notch. Like, my thing is, Zion, if you're gonna do this, do it with a better bitch.
There's so many.
He is from South Carolina.
Yeah. Have you every time I think, and then every time I say that, and then I think about like,
a
you
big
see,
country ass niggas
with nasty fits. Like, yeah, like, yeah. All his clothes terrible.
He had a 90s R&B outfit on that time.
He dressed like he just left work. Man, like, that shit nasty.
Yeah.
No.
Like,
you
know.
Zion and the baby. Zariah. I think that's what she did.
Did she really say that? That is, please
she
don't.
She had two names, Zion Jr. and
Zariah. Cause she pregnant, right?
That's what
supposedly.
She
who, Mariah Mills?
Yeah.
She's not pregnant.
I know, but she posted a pregnancy test and tried to claim she's... I'm like, I rolled my eyes.
She about to get a TV show, watch.
Easily. She's coming up off this. Like, you think she got out of the... She got out of the...
Now,
she
definitely who, got Mariah
out of
Mills?
Yeah, she got
let's,
out of
let's,
money,
let's
yeah.
go... Oh, she ain't... She...
She about to squander her opportunity.
Before...
Because she's annoying.
Yeah. Before this, I never seen...
Nothing about her, yeah.
Nothing. Yeah. She's an adult film star. She ain't never make my playlist.
Yeah, mine neither. I've never seen her on no Pornhub, no video.
She wasn't like... No. Bronzers, Brazers, she wasn't on none of them. Yeah. No ads.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you checking off alone? Didn't see her.
Never
that's crazy. I've been watching a lot of Sex Mix. Like, it's
what's that?
I'm
confused.
Like, the...
What?
It's Mexican porn.
Oh.
Oh, they just don't speak English?
And like, well, they got the subtitles. It's fun to read, man. Like, bro, they got good content. Like,
but my thing
is it a story?
Bro, like, top tier production, too. Like, it's crazy.
Well, my issue would be is it like Fake Kings? Is it F-A-K-I-N-G?
No. Nah, it's...
They over somewhere else. They be doing some shit, too. Like, the painter come and... We don't get too deep in it. But, like, so, do you not get so consumed in it you can get jack off?
Well,
I would.
Look, like, the shit
I
is...
ADHD.
Nah, bro. The shit is like a soap opera.
That's what I'm saying. I would get so consumed. It's like Power. I don't know. I used to... Yeah, never
mind. That
nigga said Sex Mix.
Nah, for real. Looking like MJ Googler here right now. Look, yeah.
I am.
Nah, but
I am.
The shit is like, nah, for real. They be on some Young and the Restless type shit.
It's an X and everybody got it.
Really?
And it's a whole website for
it. Nah, you see what I'm saying?
I'm about to look this
yeah,
up.
Nah.
Can't say Chizzy ain't there with y'all on none.
This is malware.
Nah, I'm just saying. It do take me about 45 minutes for a session.
Cause you watching the story.
Yeah, I've been watching the episode. I'm caught up. I'm caught up.
Yeah. Ronaldo.
Yeah, that they got a whole channel. Yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
But shout out to Mariah Mills. You ain't getting nothing.
Not a dollar from me, I can tell you that.
Come on the episode.
For free. She going to have to pay me
for that. Yeah, because she going to talk too much. Yeah. And you know how Justin get when people talk more.
Yeah, I see me now drop kicking her across this table. And this table's 6 foot long easily. I can see me flying now.
Oh man, what else is on the hot plate?
Speaking of hot, man, it was like musty hot, Jay.
Yeah. The last 2 days.
And you was cooking on the grill. Yeah. Shout out to you, though.
In a black t-shirt. And sweats. You a nasty nigga.
North Carolina jumps 2 spots.
Just because of you. Like,
what up?
No. My boy Joe, he couldn't do it for us, man.
Biden?
Yeah.
Oh.
My student loan ain't giving forgiven, but it won't get paid regardless.
Look, you. This was your guy. You got a sticker on the back of your car.
No, I don't.
Beep for Biden
Harris. No, my car's so old. My shit say like Capital Ford or something. It
said beep for Biden.
Yeah. But I ain't heard nothing out of Kamala in a year and a half.
She was on Kiki's show the other day.
Who?
Kiki Palmer. She got a little thing.
This what our vice president doing?
Exactly. I thought it was nasty too. Let's see.
Where's she from?
Who, Kamala?
Yeah.
She ain't from Cali?
Move that state up.
Where is she from? I don't know.
Jackson, Mississippi.
But now, like, a Democratic president is not going to get a lot done. I hate to say it.
So I put him in there. Mm.
But the Republican president y'all trying to put in don't get a goddamn thing done either. So that's what you got to put in perspective. It's our fault, though. We don't vote other than when the president ready to come up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm talking about, and I'm not saying us three. I'm saying us as a people.
She from Oakland.
Oh, so she a nigga.
Yeah, she used to be.
We did it, Joe.
But nah. But like, it's our fault. Like, and then we expect shit and then can't get it. And then wonder, like.
Well, how y'all feel about this affirmative action ordeal?
My thing is, I never got it in the first place because it worked, but it don't. You know what I mean? I'm talking about in the job place, but this is more about schools, correct?
Yeah.
Like, because now they can't, like, accept, like, more, like, minorities. What are they trying? What the fuck are they trying to do?
They don't have to meet a quota.
Can bring in, like, you still need to. Not that you have the right to discriminate against, you know, somebody of whatever other race you discriminate against, but which your criteria has to be based upon
academics or
the academia of the applicants.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Or the money.
Like, because it's true. There was this, I remember reading this one story. I kind of followed it for a little bit. Like, the dude scored like the top score you could get in like the MCAT. This is to get into like medical school and or whatever they take. And he was trying to get into the most prestigious medical school in the United States.
John Hopkins?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And they kept fucking denying him, and he just could not understand why. Like, how am I getting fucking denied?
Right.
And turns out, he was always, I think, on some shit like putting in his application on the brink of when applications were due, and they done selected everybody, and now they gotta select other races to meet these quotas. And like, he ended up suing and winning a whole bunch of fucking money, like, because I want to say it happened to him like 3 fucking times.
My thing is, Who's to blame if you're doing your application late too? But I guess it's,
well, that's a privilege thing. Oh, I know I got the highest score. You better take me.
But I still do agree where I believe whatever it is, whether it be school, you know, the workplace, whatever. I think, of course, other factors need to play a role in whatever it may be, but somebody shouldn't be disqualified from getting something because there's too many of that type of person already.
Right. Yeah.
I believe that's bullshit. And I'm talking about in every way, where there's too many blacks here, we need to get, you know, white people. Yeah, we need to get one white person here, we need to get a gay in here, so it looks like we fucking diverse. Like, that's horseshit. If it's unfortunate, let me take that back.
Yeah. I get what you're saying, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so be it. If there is...
Are you qualified? Yes or no?
Yeah. If you're trying to fill 10 spots and the first 9 you picked, you thought these people were well qualified, they have everything, they check all the boxes, and, you know, 5 of them are black gay women, and 4 of them were white gay males, so be it.
The white straight males.
Yeah, so be it. Like, it is what it is. They are the top qualified individuals. However,
hear me out.
There are, I do believe that there are times where you can hire those people and it can be more of a disadvantage to them than just not hiring them.
In a sense, like, so let's just say, in essence, you have somebody trans, and this is no offense to anybody, and you work in an industry where, like, let's say your industry where you're a body shop.
The blue collar white male.
Blue collar white males that really didn't grow up around that.
All right.
And they're older. So, like, we're at an age now, like, we're used to that. Like, we've seen it. We've been through it.
A little bit more understanding.
We're a little bit more understanding.
Intolerable of.
40, 50-year-old white men are not going to be tolerable.
Even black men.
And even then,
the black men.
So.
Older people in general.
Older people in general. Because I had this convo with my folks the other week about why, like, people don't go to church no more. Like, our age. One, they hold us in there too long, and then they hate everybody. And that's why niggas don't go to church no more. You know what I mean? Like, young niggas, anyway. Mm-hmm. Like, 35 and younger. You hate them because they gay, and you also keep them in there till 130 and wonder why they don't want to come no more. So, but, yeah. So, you try to kind of protect them by not hiring them because, you know, it's going to be a rough time for them, right, Chad?
Right.
That's what you, like, your thought process is, right?
Because you got to think. You're knowingly bringing them into a...
You're going to create a hostile... work environment.
Into a situation where you can preach tolerance. Mm-hmm. You know, you can motivate acceptance.
Because you can preach tolerance and motivate acceptance to your employees, but that doesn't change the fact that some old white man or some old black man might come in as a customer and say something about this person.
It's it's one of those where they would be more at a disadvantage. They're more likely, hate to say it, in all honesty, they're more likely to be offended. Mm-hmm. They're going to be walking on eggshells, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Both parties.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's going to be hostile.
It's going to be an uncomfortable workspace for you and other individuals. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I get it. I can understand, like, it's fucked up. It's a fucked up way of
life. Life nasty.
You know, you don't want to think like that, but real is what real is. Like, you can't deny reality for what it is at times.
Uh-huh. Life got real nasty. You think, I think personally, you should just take off the job application race and, like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And sex.
But story time. I got in trouble, not really in trouble. I got an HR call for not asking the person what they identify as. And I incorrectly identified this person. Yeah. And I, did you onboard such and such? I said, yeah, well, you, they didn't identify with what you were calling this person. I said, what did I say? I said, oh, so now in the onboarding, they literally added this question that I have to ask. This is what you go by, and this is what you identify as. They literally added that after I said something. I didn't say something. So I was like, that's insane.
That's some stupid ass shit, bro. Not for real. Like,
they don't want you to use common sense. This is common sense get you in trouble, bro.
I'm not saying it's stupid to figure out what the person want to identify as, but the fact that it can be left up to that person if you feel compelled. If, like, you ain't stupid. You walked in here looking like a overgrown ass nigga. So I'm going to address you as a nigga. If you want to be addressed as ma'am, you need to speak up and go, look, big bro, call me ma'am. You know what I'm saying? My name is Justine. Like, if not, I'm a thank you, Mr. Justin. Hey, how you? Thanks for coming in, Dave. You know, like, bro, like, it ain't. It's a two-way fucking street, and that's the part that I think irritates people. Like, you have to bend over backwards and overcompensate for somebody not getting offended and like just removing the sense of normalcy from even simple fucking conversations. Mm-hmm. Like, everything don't have to be so goddamn technical. I don't know you. You don't know me. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean you for the first time or whatever time, you know, blah. Hi, my name is Chad. Nice to meet you. Hi, my name is Justine. You know, I identify as about that should be your opening line. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks. Let me put it down in my notes. I'm saying, and don't crucify me when I accidentally call you sir two or three fucking times, because what you have done is not necessarily normal. Me calling you sir is more normal. It's going to take me a little bit to get acclimated and accustomed, you know, to make sure I identify you the way you want to be identified. And there's nothing wrong with that, but you tell me, don't go snitch on me because I call you sir
a couple times,
and then I didn't know you wanted to be, you know, identified as a female.
Yeah, and then now, like, people can really discriminate against them now. They passed a bill for that, too.
Yeah.
It's about to get real nasty out here in 2023. We halfway through, right? We just got halfway through. And it's getting hot now, too.
Yeah.
I mean, do you agree that private businesses should be able to discriminate against?
The thing is, they've always been doing it. Now it's just like, you can't, oh, I'm a blah, 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 or this is a lawsuit. It ain't a lawsuit now. They've always discriminated.
Yeah, like, I grew up in a town that's like 60-40. Like, I've always been discriminated against. I mean, they always do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But now they can be like, I don't have to do it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have to do it.
I don't serve your kind.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, hey, we're closed, now it's like, I don't serve your kind.
Yeah, I don't serve they. that's what they're going to be on. Like, I'm just not even trying to be funny. That's what they about to be on. I don't serve them they. Them not getting nothing.
That's him crazy. Downstairs.
Bro, like, it's just like every time we turn around, it's like everybody gets shitted on.
The media just want us to just start killing each other. I swear. They gotta start some type of war.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, because they bored.
Yeah. We've been peaceful for too long.
it's like, bro. Like,
it's been a minute since Buddy ran over Charlottesville, ran them people over in Charlottesville.
It's sad that I've been. What's crazy is Friday night, I was sitting here like, it ain't been a police shooting in a little bit.
It probably has, they just ain't.
And then the next day, I see that it was a police shooting in France. I said, there they go.
Hey, France over there riding
crazy. Because of that.
Was it the white one that got
Yeah.
They going crazy. So I seen a meme that said France is what niggas wish they could do.
Bro, we ain't talked about the submarine.
Oh, how we thinking about the submarine?
We
ain't
talking about the submarine. We
got a few minutes.
The boys,
we can talk about the submarine.
Went under the sea in a soda can.
And a Dr. Pepper. God damn.
With a remote control, a PlayStation controller.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the meme with the little boy crying, playing it? He said that was because it was his controller stopped working.
I thought it's stupid.
Why people with money get do real stupid shit?
Bro, how far did you think you was going?
Who
built it?
Ocean.
Ocean's 11, right?
It was something like that. It was like Oceanside or
Ocean View.
Ocean Spray.
I could swear that's a hotel in Myrtle Beach.
Bro, on
the strip.
So when I first started, because like I was just at work one day and just like pulled up Instagram and saw the shit. I said, and you know Black Twitter go crazy. You know what I mean?
Insane.
So like they fucked up letting people know this happened. They should just let them die in peace.
In peace.
So I saw one post, it was like, y'all just should be laughing. This could be your family, and Black people like, no, it could not be.
Not possible.
$250,000. It was like six people in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
including the driver.
These niggas are crazy, bro.
That's a lot of fucking. That's $1.25 million.
A lot of millions, and some people missed the trip, and some niggas like pussy out and did like Mr. Beast nigga from Greenville. Like,
and I don't get his purpose in life, but
streaming. Like that's how he got. That's how he made it, but. Like he was like, he pussed it out. He got the call to go.
Good job. Because ain't no way.
Why would you go? Like, that's the deepest part of the ocean. Like, because they already say if you go too far down, like, your pressure going. Like, yeah. So I don't get, like.
Yeah, that's what they said that the thing just.
What did you do?
Ocean spray. Yeah.
Balled up like a burger wrap.
I forgot what the. The scientific term they called it.
Imploded?
Yeah.
It imploded?
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm saying. They just got, they got crushed like stone cold after a WWE championship belt.
Like,
oh my God.
That shit, like, so you got way too much money. Go ziplining.
Hey, even that's that. A little boy just fell off a zip line yesterday. Right? Yeah,
bro,
that's 40 feet. Yeah, he survived it. But I'm just saying, nigga like me would have splattered. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, your knees are the back.
Yeah, dead meat. Dead meat.
That nigga would have been like blubber. Or like, blubber, whatever that shit called.
Yeah.
Zip line is fun, though.
Yeah, it is, but. Yeah, like, go do something like that. Niggas is going to Mars these days. You want to go somewhere where you could, like...
I even think that's too far.
Yeah, that's a little too much, Like, fly your own plane. Die that way. die doing something, like...
More realistic. People would have had more compassion for you.
If you didn't do something stupid with your money.
Yeah.
If you would have did it free, I think niggas would have been a little bit more compassionate.
Yeah. Like, this would have been just a science experiment.
This,
I even think 25 grand niggas would have been like,
this is one step dumber than storm chasing.
Nah, yeah, easy.
Yeah,
and that one step, 5 or 6.
This takes the cake.
Yeah, it's not even like storm chasing. Like it's one storm chasing crazy because you don't know where that fucking going. You just riding past like it ain't turning around. that thing can turn around.
All right, it's about 20 miles. Oh, I think it.
Damn, dumbass. But these motherfuckers, like, just. And to see what?
The
Titanic?
Jack.
We seen it.
Damn. We seen the movie.
It was two tapes. You remember shit?
Yeah.
Fuck, you want to go see? Ain't nobody down there.
Ain't nobody. You can't get out.
What the fuck wrong with that? Man, I tell my lady all the time, white people, wow.
Yeah, They smart and stupid.
If you want to,
go buy something. Yeah.
Walk down Durham and count the money you spent.
Right. Yeah. Go fuck magic.
What the fuck?
I don't know how we got here.
Man, anyway. He good now, though, right?
Yeah, he ain't never had it.
Y'all crazy. Look, rest in peace to the Lions lost on
ESPN.
On the Dr. Pepper. But
hey, Amigo's back, bitches.
Yeah. You can't tell us shit now. Fuck Cardi B. Good night.